Welcome to Beyond the Yard Sign, a podcast brought to you by Hunt Real Estate ERA, an equal housing opportunity company. I'm Sarah Kleiber, Business Development Manager, and it's a privilege to be here with you. This is an invitation to get to know us for who we are. Our vision at Hunt is to always be there for you, which simply means that we are the only truly integrated real estate and homeownership services organization in the markets we serve. And through this integration of services, we can uniquely support our sales professionals and our customers in a one-stop fashion, simplifying and improving the entire homeownership experience. Our mission is very simple also: successful professionals, growing profitably, providing superior experiences. This is our assurance to all within our organization and to all with whom we come in contact. We appreciate this opportunity to showcase the great things and people that got us to where we are today and continue to contribute to our growth. When I speak with individuals who are interested in a career in real estate, one of my responsibilities is to make it known that there is a significant amount of work behind success. And despite some other things that may be heard, expecting your broker to solely grow your business is not the way to grow your business. I'm not saying that you will not ever get, you know, opportunities that are broker generated, but development does not happen with a reactive mindset. At Hunt Real Estate, we train, we coach, we support our professionals to create their own opportunities, and the systems that are in place here make it easier. One of those systems is our award-winning relocation department, and I'm here today with the team's director, Mary Crolio. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love sprinkling random Sarah facts. So random Sarah fact is that I never make two trips into the office. And no matter how, I mean, sometimes I literally have like two meals with me, my backpack, my purse, Mary's often waiting at the door. to save me and roll her eyes at me, but
we got each other's back.
We always do. And Mary is usually always one of the first faces that I see and the last face that I bid goodnight to. So beyond just being awesome at what you do, thank you
for
Sarah. Being a friend.
Yeah.
Speaking of awards, talk to me a little bit. I saw some accolades posted yesterday.
Absolutely. We are so excited that Realogy just announced that we're one of the top 25 brokers in the Realogy Broker Network. And there's about 1,000 brokers in the network. So to get in the top 25 is pretty challenging. Yeah, it's a pretty challenging task. And I am so proud of all the sales professionals that worked on one of our transactions. And I am particularly proud of my entire department, who everybody has a part of this. Everybody touched this to become that top 25. Mm-hmm. Angela, Clarissa, Diane, Grace, every day. Corey, too. Corey helped us along the way as well. Everyone in the department had contributed to this wonderful award that we are so proud to be at part of the top 25.
And I hear it. I am right down at the end. Mary is at the front far corner, and I'm at the back far corner of the corporate office on Dick Road here in Depew, New York. And I hear it. I hear, because we don't keep our doors closed.
No,
we keep our doors open. We talk. We, you know, share life stories. And I hear firsthand behind the scenes, and I can personally attest to the hard work and dedication and great teamwork that it is responsible behind this great accomplishment. So congratulations.
Thank you. I feel very fortunate.
For those that are listening that don't know what Realogy is, can you explain that in a couple of sentences?
Sure. Realogy is a network of brokers that, so we work within this Realogy network of brokers, and it could be Coldwell Banker, Century 21, ERA. They're brands, they're franchises, and they bring some of the brands and franchises together to do relocation and different kinds of lead generation. Not all of the franchises are part of this Realogy network. It's a special group of brokers.
Mm-hmm. Good, because I think some people might not have known, like this is like top 25 out of 1,000,
yeah.
But who does this group consist of?
Yeah.
So before I ask you a couple of questions, because I do want to, I want to talk with you about two different things. I want to talk to you about the outgoing relocation opportunities, not just for new professionals, but, you know, everybody within us, and then the opportunity for incoming. But before that, tell our listeners a little bit about Mary. What's your background? What brought you here?
Okay. I was working in Rochester for automatic data processing, and I was working as an account executive. So part of my job was to sell payroll services, and part of my job was to go out and train people how to use those services. So I was in and out of offices. It was a corporate relations kind of job. And while I was there, I had this urge to look into real estate. I just had this urge to look into real estate. So I went into an office, a brokerage, to interview, and I was completely unimpressed. And I thought, this isn't what I was expecting at all. It was just not very organized. It didn't seem professional to me. So I was disappointed, and I went on my way and continued on with my job at ADP. And then I had gotten an offer at Ingram, which was in Buffalo, New York. So I moved back to Buffalo, and I worked at Ingram for a few years, and the company merged with MicroD. My job went out to Los Angeles, so I either had to find something else or move to Los Angeles. And I wasn't prepared to move to Los Angeles, so I said, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to do next. I still had real estate in the back of my mind. It was just one of those things that wouldn't go away. It
didn't go away.
So I was talking to my husband, and we were having a conversation, and he said to me, if you're thinking about real estate, there's one person I think you should talk to. He said, I have a number of patients that are in real estate, but he said, this one person is above the rest. And if you're going to do this, you've got to talk to the best. And I'm telling you, she is the best. So I said, okay, who is she? He said, Carol Grieco.
I was going to say, I know who he's talking about.
Yeah. He said, you have to talk to Carol Grieco. Yeah. She is an icon in the business, and I'm telling you, she is the utmost professional. So I said, oh, because I told him the story about what happened when I was in Rochester. So I met with Carol Grieco, and it was just, you know, she just was the utmost professional and just a wonderful mentor. She was the whole package. Just a lovely, lovely, intelligent, bright woman. Mm-hmm. Just somebody I will never forget for the rest of my life.
Me too.
So I decided after meeting her that, yes, this was an industry that I would enjoy to be part of. And so really it was Carol Grieco that got me here. And then once I was an agent for 7 years, an independent contractor for about 7 years, they had a different person in corporate relations, corporate sales. She was retiring, so they had come to me and said, no, you have corporate sales in your background. What do you think about transitioning from being an independent contractor to corporate sales? And that's how I got to be here today.
And I'm so happy.
Me too. Thank you, Sarah.
And another reason that I like Carol Grieco.
Oh, yeah. She just truly wonderful.
Yes, yes. As I was introducing you, that the systems in a relocation department being one of them, a system that does make it easier to get business and be successful in this industry, especially as a new sales professional. Can you explain to our listeners how easy is it or not, but what is the process? How can somebody get paid if they know somebody that has a relocation need, not necessarily even out of Buffalo?
Absolutely. So again, we're part of the Realogy network. So as being part of that network, we know that we can go to brokers across the country that have professionals that live by the same standards we do. So when somebody has a referral for one of those areas and they contact Grace Bindeman, she is going to reach out. And usually there's multiple choices. We can, you know, decide which broker we want to go to in a specific area. So Grace knows the reputation of each of those brokers and who might be the best fit for your valued customer.
It's so important.
It is so important.
A lot of those behind the scenes pieces of knowledge are not known.
Right. So Grace has built a great relationship with a lot of the brokers in the network. She knows the other referral coordinators. They know her. She can reach out to them. They're going to respond to her very quickly, as opposed to just trying to find a broker somewhere out in, you know, Tampa, Florida. She's got the relationships. She has built the relationships with these different brokers throughout the country. Like I said, she knows who's going to respond to her quickly. She knows who's got the best agents. And so that part of it makes the sales professional's life that much easier, because once they provide all the information, the necessary information to Grace, she takes it and she values each and every one of these referrals that she receives. And she wants our sales professional to link with the other sales professional to make sure that our sales professional is happy with who we assign the agent to. We want to make sure that is a smooth handoff. Mm-hmm. So she is tracking that from start to finish, from the time we pass that along to the agent in the destination city to when it closes. Grace is keeping track of it every way along the way, making sure that our agent gets paid.
Mm-hmm. And if you are somebody who's listening thinking of a career in real estate, I can tell you that as part of what we call your grand opening, your announcement message, as we reach out to your center of influence and make them aware of this wonderful, wonderful accomplishment and new career, don't discount those individuals that you know that live outside of our area. We actually have very specific messages that we can deliver to them. I cannot tell you how many times that I placed an outgoing referral and forgot about it because my team was doing such great work behind the scenes. And then I get this check and I was like, oh, Aunt Susie must have bought a house. So I can personally recall several times. And again, it just was because the team did such a great job.
Thank you, Sarah.
The scenes. Now, on the different end of that, speaking of opportunities and broker-generated opportunities for being on the relocation team. Now, I am going to say that there are certain requirements that Hunt Real Estate has the right to reserve when we do select individuals to be on our relocation team. These are very special and coveted relationships that we have. And so, you know, we do maintain the right to know that these individuals that we're selecting to be on this team are representing us the way that we expect them to. So there are just a few different guidelines that are required, but can you explain why being on, like, maybe touch a little bit on the requirements, explain what being on the relo team means, but why perhaps should this be a goal for one of our new professionals?
So as far as how somebody can be on the relocation team, they have to have at least 2 years experience. Each of those 2 years, they have to do at least 10 transactions or $2 million each of those years, and they have to attend training. They have to have a background check. So there are a few costs that are involved in becoming a relocation trained agent certified. And the reason that people want to be on the team is because it brings them opportunity that they wouldn't have on their day-to-day basis. So, you know, people are doing open houses, people are advertising on Facebook, they're sending out postcards, they're doing all those things to keep their business going as they should. And then this is just kind of icing on the cake. This is, again, a piece of business that was generated by the company that you wouldn't have had by doing those other tasks.
I like the way that you put that. It's business that you would not have had. And is it fair to say that a lot of times this opportunity is coming a little more scrubbed than it might have been in some cases?
In some cases, yes. Yes.
Yes. And is it also fair to say that the sales professional is never obligated to take this opportunity? I mean, I don't know why somebody wouldn't, because it is, again, free business, if you will, but sometimes there's other things that are
absolutely looked at. There could be, you know, if there's something going on in their personal lives and they have to, you know, say, I can't do this right now, we say to them, that's fine. You know, we'll keep you on the list. And when life, you know, is a little bit more flexible for you, let us know. We'll put you back on the list. So we try to work with the agents. You know, they could be going on vacation. There could be a lot of reasons why they couldn't take an opportunity at a certain point in time. We said, I'd rather have you tell me I can't do this right now than try to overload yourself and not do a good job. So just let us know. And then we say, okay, you'll be in the next group of referrals. And hopefully it works out both for us and the sales professional and the customer.
And the key is just having that communication,
right.
that open dialogue and, you know, being people that are comfortable speaking to each other that way
right.
when it happens.
Right.
And the one thing that I will add to that is these opportunities that come in, don't look at it as just that one single closing,
correct.
Okay? This person or individuals or whatever, again, the opportunity is, this person has family.
Absolutely.
This person has friends. So you take your passion for this industry, your passion for making dreams come true, and the skills that Hunt Real Estate provides, and this one opportunity can deliver more for a lifetime.
That's the name of the game.
It's very, very important to remember. Mary, thank you,
thank you so
much for your time today. You truly are proof that I have a second family, and I'll
thank you.
Forever grateful.
Me too, Sarah.
For you. And if you have a relocation need, a question, reach out, because we will find Mary and her team for you, because helping is what we do, because we are always there for you.